Now it's the testimony of Peter Liu, a person from China who accepted Jesus in 2000 and from atheist to Christian.
Tianjin, in northern part of China. Actually, it's very close to the capital, Beijing. Nobody in my family was a Christian or ever heard of anything about God or Jesus. I was told by my parents and the school teachers that there's no God in this world, and the whole universe is infinite and eternally exists. And the human beings are evolved from early forms of life. You know, from bacteria to frog to monkey and then Peter. That's the difference of how I was evolved from. So I hope it's as a truth from my childhood. I blindly believed that I'm an atheist. But in 1989, while I was still in the second year of middle school, something changed my life forever. As you know, that what happens in the early morning on June 4th of 1989 in Tiananmen Square, the student protest movement against the corruption and asking for more democracy and freedom was brutally suppressed by the military force and tanks. And many young, innocent lives were lost on that day. And I couldn't believe what just happened. And those horrible images passed through my head one by one. And for a long time, I couldn't sleep well at night. Although I was a teenage boy, I felt that I was lost in my belief and started to reevaluate what is the true meaning of life. I often ask myself, why tragedies like this could happen? Why people lost their young lives while I was still alive? And they were just like my big brother and sisters. And they could have a bright future. But I have so many questions in my mind that nobody could answer me. About 4 years later, I went to a college in my hometown. where I met my sweetheart and also my classmate Sue, just see me back, and who became my wife 7 years later when we graduated from the medical school. We both had many great memories, and sometimes we still talked and laughed about those things we have experienced together during our campus life. But among all these experiences, the most important one, which was also the turning point of my life, happened during the summer of my fourth year. A group of American students came to our university to study Chinese for the summer semester. And on the first week they arrived, I got to know some of the students and volunteered to be their translators and help them to settle down and doing shopping and so on, finding apartments. And I still with these remember two of the students, John and Mark, and whom later I found that they were missionaries. I soon became their close friends. And we often get together at lunchtime and chat about interesting topics. I remember once I asked Mark, what was the meaning of your life? He answered me, surprised me, to serve and honor God. Mm-hmm. Although I totally don't understand what he was talking about, mm-hmm. and what his God looks like. But I respect him, his faith. To me, he seems very peaceful and joyful, and which was very attractive to me. So later on, John and Mark privately invite me to watch a movie together in their dormitory, because it's not allowed publicly to see that movie. The movie is called The Life of Jesus, but in Chinese. It is a DVD player. So this was the first time in my life to know Jesus, who Jesus is, and his life story. I was very touched by this movie and borrowed it to watch it again with my brother and my parents at home. And I still remember Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So, during that time, God planted the seed of gospel in my heart. And my heart started to open to Jesus on that day. Mm-hmm. Just before they leave China back to the United States, John gave his precious Bible to me as a gift. So this is his Bible. His name was still printed on the front page, John Grable. So I still keep it as my first Bible, although in English. So I'm trying to study English. So in the year 2000, I came to the United States to continue my study at UIC graduate school. Two colleagues of mine in my lab were Christians, and they invited me to their church and fellowship gatherings. I was so touched by the worship songs and the sermon, and quite often shed tears in my eyes. And on the Thanksgiving Day, that's the first Thanksgiving Day I spent in the United States. I was invited as a new student to their evangelical meeting. The speaker also came from mainland China, and he has participated in the Tiananmen Square movement in 1989. He and his wife later came to the United States under the Ford Fellowship to study philosophy in Yale University. He spent the whole night talking about the testimony of a senior American Christian couple who lived very close to the Yale campus. The speaker was invited to be their Chinese tutor, as the husband wanted to learn Chinese to preach the gospel to the new coming student from China, because he he saw a lot of many, more and more Chinese students came to the United States after 1889. The husband was already in his 80s and had many tough diseases. And yet, all of this seems not to bother him at all. He was full of love and passion toward other people, and constantly prayed for the speaker for his salvation. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, this senior Christian finished his wonderful life journey on the earth and rested in the Lord. And after this, both the speaker and his wife accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord through the life impact of the senior couple. And their lives were totally transformed. And later they became pastors and served in different Chinese churches and ministries. So during the whole night, I was deeply moved by the story. I was wondering what kind of life it is. Though the outward body was decaying, but the inward life is being renewed day by day. Just like a kernel of wheat falls on the ground, then dies, but it produces many seeds. And when the speaker called out whoever wanted to be accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, I have no doubt at all. I stood up and walked to the front and raised my hand and accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. That's the first day, the first Thanksgiving in the United States I became a Christian.
Amen.
I couldn't help sharing my great joy with my wife and immediately sending an email to her to tell her what just happened to me. A new life in Christ. My wife joined me several months later, and God opened her heart also to believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's been almost 12 years since the day I first accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. When I looked back, though there are ups and downs in my spiritual life, as He already promised, He will never leave me nor forsake me, no matter what, as He is my great shepherd. And He gave His life to a sheep like me. Finally, I'd like to quote the Psalm 23:6 to conclude my testimony. Psalm 23:6: Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Please continue to pray for the Lord's guidance to me and my family, and let our life transform day by day till we see Him again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter, very much for your testimony.